Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 54 of K-Drama Convos. There we go, I got it right this time. Okay, so today we are talking about season 2 of Yumi Cells, the final season of Yumi Cells. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's pretty obvious by the ending. So I'm pretty sure this finished airing the 22nd or the 23rd. I think it depended which time zone you were in. It was kind of weird. But this is going up, like, today's the 24th. We're recording it the morning before because we just finished watching it yesterday.
Yeah.
So we obviously went, like, saw the first season. That's obvious. Uh-huh. And we also made a first impressions for season 2.
Right.
So I think it was, did we only do the first two episodes?
Or did we do the first two.
Yeah, we, in our first impressions, we talked in detail about the first two episodes. So we probably won't really mention any of that because we already talked about that in detail.
Well, we'll mention in passing.
We'll mention in passing, but we won't go too into detail for the beginning. So we were definitely looking forward to season 2, I'd say. And it's a, and I mean, like we've definitely mentioned before, it's a very different dynamic with, for us, most of the K-dramas we've seen don't have a season 2.
And they don't have more than one love interest, so to speak.
That's true. That as well, yeah. And even just those two things are something that makes this show, I mean, season 2 is becoming more common nowadays, I'd say, especially with K-dramas more in the mainstream, and also, like, with, I guess, especially U.S. audience is used to more multiple seasons, definitely.
Yeah.
But for us, I guess, most of the stuff we've seen, really, the only one I can think of that has a season 2 is
Hospital Playlist.
I mean, Squid Game is getting a season 2.
Right.
And
but one of the things that we kind of
And Alice in Borderland. That too.
Yeah. One of the things that we like about Korean dramas is that they don't have 7, 8, 9 seasons.
I think is fine.
They, you know, they're able to wrap up their story in one or two seasons.
We personally dislike shows that just go on and on and on and on, which I think is part of the reason we never really got into the more popular, like, American TV shows.
Right.
Because they were literally too long for us.
Oh, yeah.
And it just not,
I mean, we'll even look at Asian dramas and we'll be like, you know, 52 episodes! Yes. Are you crazy? And then 52 episodes for an American show is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And, like, I feel like I've read a thing where it's, like, American shows are seen as successful once they've aired for, like, 3 or 4 seasons or something. Right. Like, basically, that was, is, like, airing for so long. Whereas, I guess for us, we just don't like it to drag, I guess is why we don't like that.
Because you can tell a story in less time than that.
Yeah.
And it, what it feels like when they have multiple seasons is that they're just creating
filler
storylines to keep it going.
Exactly. Like, Battlestar Galactica. How, that has a lot of seasons, doesn't it?
I don't remember how many seasons.
It has multiple, right?
Are the
seasons short?
They needed that many seasons.
Right, I mean, that's talking of fan, like a sci-fi,
Yeah.
Or, like, Downton was longer. They had, like, 7 seasons, but the seasons were really short.
There were only, like, 8 episodes.
Not even. I think the seasons were less than that.
Yeah.
But see, like, with Downton, for example, we loved that show. And most of it didn't really feel like, oh, this is dragging on. Oh, this feels just feels like filler. Most of it didn't feel like that.
Right. Though, honestly, some of it was.
Some of it.
But
I'm saying majority.
The fact that it was a period drama,
it helped a little bit.
It helped.
Yes, definitely. And it's, that's what I mean, like, certain stories, I think, can have multiple seasons.
Yeah.
Especially if they're written to have it. Like, Yumi Cells, I assume the webtoon is done. Right? I would assume. Yeah. I don't really know. But they like basically I assume they went into it knowing this is the start, this is the end.
Right. And it was this made obvious sense to have two seasons because there was
sure.
the
yeah,
Gu-Wong story arc and the Bobby story
exactly.
arc.
It made total sense. Yeah. And then it's something that I don't mind that this had two seasons. Yeah. It obviously needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it never really felt like filler for the most part.
Sometimes there were episodes that had filler in them.
But that filler,
the filler was entertaining.
But I wonder if the filler came directly, well, the quote-unquote filler came directly from the webtoon.
I don't know,
because I haven't read it. Right. But, like, yeah. But most of the time, like, the quote-unquote filler would be, like, basically showing, like, daily life. Usually it was for Yumi and how her cells did
it. Her cells worked,
but that, sure, was filler if you're talking about, like, you know, it didn't show the relationship. But it showed you, like, a side to her you hadn't seen.
Yeah.
And also, they kept it pretty short as well.
Exactly.
It wasn't like the entire episode was filler or anything like that. So, basically, this season, you went into it knowing she's going to date Bobby. That was obvious.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
Very obvious. And one thing, I think I mentioned this in the first impressions, that I liked that we didn't get to... We didn't see Bobby right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you also really liked that they showed the breakup.
Well, the aftermath.
Like, how it affected her.
How she was affected by it. Because you don't just break up with somebody and then turn around the next week and start dating somebody else.
No. Not most normal
Not
people.
If your relationship meant anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it really showed that the relationship meant a lot to Yumi and... She couldn't just flip a switch and start dating somebody
and
else.
I liked that they took the time to show that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And didn't have him kind of hanging in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't like he was waiting for her to break up.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
For sure. I think kind of towards the end of season one, beginning of season two, Bobby kind of knew that it might not work out. Like, I might need to move on, like,
right.
that kind of thing,
right.
for sure. And then once they got together, you really liked how they got together, specifically?
Yeah, yeah. I like the fact that she looked at him
mm-hmm.
as being brave.
Mm-hmm. And honest.
And honest. But then... Did he confess to her first?
She confesses.
I know she confesses, but didn't he tell her first, kind of?
He kind of hinted at it, yes.
Yeah, because he said, I would like to get to know you.
Yeah,
be
he
with
hinted
you.
At it, but he didn't, like, straight up confess, though, yeah.
Right. But then she went and confessed mm-hmm. to him, and it was his response.
Oh
I
gosh,
loved
it was
his
so
response.
Cute.
Was, can we start now?
Oh,
I love that.
Oh, gosh, that was so
sweet.
Cute. So they dated, that was what, episode 3
yeah.
is when she confesses. I want to, what's it, up to 9? Up to 9. So from episode 3 to 9. 7 episodes, ish.
Ish.
They, probably more like 6.
Mm-hmm.
They are dating.
Right.
So that's like maybe half the drama. Probably not even. I didn't realize it was actually that little.
Mm.
I thought it was more than that. Well, that they're dating at first. And one thing, obviously, the entire time Yumi and Bobby are dating, we basically were comparing it to Yumi and Gu-Wong's
right.
relationship
right.
just the entire time.
Yeah, and it seemed
from
like
the
a healthier relationship.
Yeah. Like, overall.
Because... they seemed to be much more honest about what they were thinking and feeling mm-hmm. with one another. Whereas with
Gu-Wong,
he especially wouldn't share
how he really felt.
And mm-hmm. what, like, he didn't want to share what he was struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he always kind of put on a false...
A little bit, yeah.
Happy front.
Sometimes.
Everything's okay. Everything's good.
Right, right.
Not that he wasn't truly happy with her.
Right, definitely.
But when there was something he was struggling with, he didn't want to share it with her.
Exactly. Which made it, that, I think, is what made their relationship not work in the end.
Yeah.
Is that they just weren't honest enough. They didn't communicate enough and that sort of thing. And I remember at one scene in season two when someone, I think, was it Control Z, I guess, that asked her, oh, why did you guys break up? She was like, was it, well, I mean, partly, yeah, it's been a while. It'd been like a good year or two at that point.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, oh, was it this or was it this?
She couldn't really remember.
Like, I think that showed that it wasn't like one specific moment.
It wasn't like her previous boyfriend, which was obvious. She discovered him cheating on her. Bam. There was an absolute.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas with Gu, that it was,
yeah, there were
little things here and there that
built up over time. Right. Exactly. And I think that going from that relationship where you as the viewer are like, okay, this thing happened, wasn't good, this thing happened, wasn't good, this misunderstanding, this and that, this lie sometimes even, and you could watch it build up. And then when you see her with Bobby, you don't see that.
And we kept saying at the beginning of their dating relationship, perfect boyfriend material.
Kinda, yeah.
Because he was so honest and so upfront, and he was caring and sometimes cheesy, and sometimes the one thing where she overhears that he's an heir.
Oh, so funny.
And he figured out what she was asking.
About, yeah.
And so he kind of played along with it.
So funny. Oh,
and then revealed it. Uh-huh. And I just thought that was a really sweet way of him handling that.
Definitely.
Rather than, you know, upfront saying, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah. I liked the way he dealt with that.
Definitely. And it's one of those things where in some ways, their breakup was almost a little bit more sad in a way because of their overall relationship. I thought overall it was healthier than it was with Guwang, especially over time, I'd say, because they, for the most part, just seemed like they communicated well. They were supporting each other.
Right,
like,
right.
Literally, the reason she became a writer was because of Bobby.
Right.
That he believed in her and was there for her, supported her. Like,
and he's the one who came up with the idea in the first place of her joining the team.
Exactly. Like, and it shows that they did have a strong connection. I'm not saying that her and Guwang didn't.
It was just different.
It was just different, yeah, definitely. And that made it so that when they did break up, you're like, you're in a way, I almost like, it's such a shame because they did have a good thing going for them, for sure.
Yeah, can I talk about the breakup thing comparison?
No, I want to talk about the time jump at first. So it probably happened towards the beginning of them dating, I believe.
It was in episode 4.
Episode 4, yeah. I think it was very beginning of them dating. At that point, she was considering, like, should I try and pursue becoming a writer? Should I not? This and that. She went and visited her parents' house to look at her, like, childhood stuff. And that's when she, like, imagined, like, it was kind of obviously, it was imagining becoming a writer.
Right.
And then in the same scene, they jump to her quitting her job to actually become a writer. And
it was really confusing. Really confusing as to whether this is her still imagining things. How long, or if it's real, how long has it been since she was imagining the things?
Exactly. Like, it was like, why would you go from, oh, she's imagining it, oh, it's real? Like, what the heck?
Yeah. The transition wasn't.
I unfortunately, clear or smooth. I really hated that.
Yeah.
And we're not the biggest fan of time jumps. It depends
sometimes
how they're
necessary.
It depends how they're used.
But yes.
But usually we don't prefer them.
Right.
And this one was strange because they didn't give you a timeline, and this show has played the, like, oh, it's happening, then, oh, nope, it was just a dream right. kind of thing. Like,
and often when there's a time jump, they'll explain that it's later.
Mm-hmm. They'll
they
be
didn't
like,
even
really
they'll
be like
2 weeks that.
Later, 3 weeks. Yeah.
There was no explanation or indication.
Yeah, that it actually
that there
happened.
Was a time jump there. Yeah.
And I remember, literally, I wrote down my notes. They did a time jump. I disliked it. Like,
right.
I literally was like, and I remember when we were mm-hmm. watching that episode, I was like, I hated that.
Yeah.
Because
it wasn't handled well.
No. Instead of showing the imagination first and then showing the next scene with saying, like, 2 weeks later or something mm-hmm. like that, like, give me an indication that this scene is not still her imagination.
Right, right.
Because I was confused for the first few minutes if it was actually happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? I don't... To me, that was a really stupid choice. Like... Yeah, you could figure out it was real, but it was confusing because they put it back to back with the
yeah.
imagination thing.
Yeah.
That was super, super annoying.
And most of the other imagination things that happened throughout the show was obvious it was her imagination.
Yes.
You look at it and like, this would never happen.
Exactly,
or, you
yeah.
know, but
mm-hmm.
this one was not clear.
Definitely. And then the whole reason for the breakup, I think, was definitely valid. In, like, for her.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, I mean, and we kept going back to her longest, I think she'd been dating that other boyfriend for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, back before she dated Guwang, she dated this other guy. I think we did meet in season one. That he cheated on her, and that's obviously the reason they broke
right.
up. He basically just, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
And that is always going to be there for her.
Yeah.
That she got cheated on. That
uh-huh.
that person broke her trust.
Right.
And that I can understand that, you know, they were going through the things that, like, when she was younger, she'd be like, oh, my boyfriend did this. I couldn't handle it, this and that. And a lot
of these rules that were formed because of that.
Yeah.
All these dating rules.
Mm-hmm. And some of them, like, you know, like, oh, if he, you know, gives the other girl a jacket and this and that, I can be like, yeah, I can see when you're younger thinking that. And
yeah.
then once you're older, you're like, oh, that's
it's
just
not
like,
a big deal.
That's just being a nice person.
Exactly.
You know, totally.
Yeah. I liked how they showed love throwing those away
exactly.
or tearing those
mm-hmm.
up because of her maturity.
Yes. And I think a lot of those were understandable, like, oh, if he finds another girl attractive, well, I find other dudes attractive. Like,
I'm married, and I find other dudes
yeah,
attractive.
Yeah, like, I don't want to...
And I even say, oh, wow, he's really good looking.
Like, I don't want to date
yeah,
him, but he's
just making an observation.
He's, like, objectively good looking. You know,
exactly.
like, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's not like you just suddenly turn blind. Like, it's not how it works.
But apparently, that it was more... There was more to it than
yeah.
just, she's cute.
Well, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the things that love was getting rid of, like, oh, you know, if he finds her attractive, he gets her jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those were understandable to be like, that's not necessarily a deal breaker.
Right.
The one that I can definitely understand is if he gets swayed.
Yeah.
Even if it's for a moment. I mean, I think I mentioned this on our first impressions meeting. I've never dated before.
Right.
And for you... You basically never had a serious relationship until...
I didn't have a relationship that was serious enough to cause me any pain when
exactly.
it ended.
Until
my serious relationship wound up
in
marriage.
Like, basically, you didn't have prior dating that was, like, super duper...
I didn't have breakups.
That ever got... That were very serious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's hard... It's sometimes hard to be, like, if you were in that situation, what would you do?
Right. How would you handle that?
Yeah, like, how would you handle that?
Yep.
Now, I think how she handled it was definitely understandable. And now, Bobby, specifically in that situation, it's hard to say, is that quite cheating? Kind of, but not,
Well, see, it all depends on the definition.
It's such a gray area, you know?
What's the definition of being swayed?
Right. You know, like, what is
it just doing a double take?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, being tempted to cheat?
Right.
Or just wanting to spend time with this other girl because she thinks you're interesting?
Well, that'd be cheating.
That would be. Yeah.
But what you meant by the double take.
Yeah.
I feel like a double take isn't quite cheating to me. But if you keep going with it, then
if you keep going. Yeah. If you just double take, like, wow, they're good looking, and then you move on, that's one thing.
Or if you double take, like, oh, shoot, what is this person like me or something? Like, I can understand being, like, thinking of that person.
But when the person says they like you, like mm-hmm. she did.
Yes.
And it makes your heart flutter.
That's complicated. That's very iffy at that mm-hmm. point. And
you can be, because you can be, on the one hand, you can be like,
But see, your heart can flutter just because you're surprised, I feel like.
Well, it depends. Like,
that's what I mean.
It depends on the heart
yeah.
flutter. Are you like, oh, wow, somebody acts
like
took note of me.
That's.
Or, oh, wow, I could date her.
Yeah, that's a really big difference there. And that's, but I can see from in this situation that I don't think it would ever happen with Bobby that he would actually go and date this other person or that he may ever do that again. But mm-hmm. With other people, it could keep happening.
Yeah.
And that could result in them cheating. Mm-hmm. So basically, it could turn into something very toxic.
Yeah.
If she, example, gave him another chance, then he went and did it again. I'm not saying Bobby necessarily would do that.
Right. It was almost, I felt it was almost a shame.
Yeah.
That they didn't sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
And work through it.
Right.
And keep trying rather than breaking up.
Which is very, you know, hard, that'd be very difficult.
It would be.
To
but
do.
See, but their relationship was such that I think they could have done that.
In theory.
They could have sat down and been totally honest with each other.
Maybe.
About, this is how it makes me feel knowing that she moved your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can also see her point. That if some other girl moved his heart,
he's not committed
to me.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of sad. In for a second there, I was like, shoot, are they actually going to break up? Because when he stood up,
mm-hmm.
I was like, no, don't go. And then she ended up leaving in the end.
Right. But I appreciate the fact that he didn't just
let her go.
He didn't want her to go.
It showed how much he cared.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I do think in that situation is really hard, though, because I definitely do think he was in the wrong, but it's very complicated, basically.
But I think that
her having that past, though.
He didn't go out looking for it to happen.
No.
And it was the case where he wasn't seeing Yumi for weeks.
That doesn't justify it, though.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But it makes sense that it happened. He's not seeing this girl.
I don't find that makes
sense. And this girl is right in front of him. She's nice. She's cute. She's sweet. She's interested in him.
Sure, to notice her.
It builds you up to know that somebody...
Oh, of course.
Thinks of you that way.
Yeah. I don't know. I think his was more than that. That it didn't just build him up. It genuinely, like,
that's
moved
because
him.
That's
what
the difference was
for
there.
Sure, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons long distance relationships are so difficult.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also with Yumi having that past of a boyfriend cheating on her, it's understandable why she would never want that to happen again. Of course, why would you ever want that to happen again or ever? And I think that could have been part of the reason that initially she did not give him that second chance.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if that's necessarily a good or bad thing.
Right.
I don't know. Really, in this situation, it's complicated. I think a lot of people would look at it and be like, absolutely not, don't give him another chance, this and that. Whereas
but other... life's more complicated than that.
Exactly. It is. It is. So I don't know if any answer to that is right or wrong at that point, really, because it's just so complicated. Mm-hmm. But you wanted to mention that they showed with the breakup and not and stuff like that. With Gu-Wong's versus Bobby's.
Oh, right. After Yumi and Gu-Wong broke up, I really appreciated that whole first episode.
That was like a whole episode,
where she and her cells were dealing with it and how much it affected her.
Yeah.
And that was with what we defined as a less healthy relationship.
Yes.
And it was still a happy. It was a happy relationship. Yeah. But with Bobby, their relationship seemed much healthier. They could be much more honest with each other. Yes. And yet, after the breakup with him, we didn't get to see any aftermath at all. Now, I understand you don't want to repeat
that's what I was saying.
But I think there should have been different stuff that she was dealing with.
I definitely see
because
that.
with Gu-Wong, she wasn't dealing with the whole cheating aspect. Mm-hmm. Now, there was the other girl, but it wasn't the cheating thing that ended it.
Yes.
Whereas this was the cheating thing. And I just, even if they had dealt with it in a little way, I think it would have been, I would have liked to have seen something.
Yes, I agree with you. Because it's funny, because I didn't think of that until just the other day you brought that up. And I was like, wait a second, you're totally right. That we, because of seeing how she reacted with Gu-Wong and breaking up, it showed how serious their relationship was, how happy she that she truly was, and how much it meant to her.
Right.
But then you go with Bobby. I mean, they showed that some of her cells literally changed. You know,
well,
they show that, but they don't show how. I wish they'd showed a bit more of the immediate.
Yes.
They show the aftermath of she's, you know, she's changed how she dressed. She changes how she spent her money. Sure, that aspect she changed. Mm-hmm. But I wish they showed more.
Yeah.
Definitely. Of the
specifically how she dealt with the whole
thing. Even, like, I don't need a whole episode or anything like that. If it was just a tiny bit of showing that. That had to be so hard
and
for
showing
her.
How the dealing of it was different than the dealing of the other relationship.
It would be, it's
ending.
I mean, like, they showed some stuff, like her love cell literally went away and the writer became the main and the, or the what's the word the
prime cell.
And then the fashion and stingy one, they changed, like it showed that she changed in those ways,
right.
But I wish they had showed something else, I guess. I don't know.
They didn't show any pain.
Love literally leaving.
Well,
that was
love
pain.
Going into her rage.
That was pain.
And leaving. That was. Yeah. But they showed the cells doing it. They didn't show Yumi.
I kind of. Yeah.
I wish they had shown
more.
Her a little bit more.
Definitely. That. Where it had a slightly different effect or lasting impression. Like that one versus the breakup with Gu-Wong.
Right.
It's very
right.
different, definitely.
Well, I think that should have been addressed.
I feel like it should have been. I mean, honestly, they didn't have time to do it. I don't know. Sure, yeah. I guess.
It didn't need a whole episode, but they didn't need to do address.
I don't think I want a whole episode of it, but yeah, for sure. And then, so after the breakup is when she runs into Gu-Wong. And one thing I did like that they did is they showed Gu-Wong's backstory.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, he's now successful, but how did he get there? And they showed him that he was still struggling with, you know, money, like financially, with what he's going to do with his, like, you know, and that kind of, like, with his job. And that they also show that because of the breakup, it was kind of his determination, like, that turned into his determination. And stuff that it was nice to see both sides of that story. And another thing, going back to the breakup, they showed Bobby's side of how it affected him after the breakup. A little bit. At Jeju. when he was still a Jeju.
Yes.
Like, why can't just those few scenes.
That was enough.
Showed how difficult it was. I wish we had that with Yumi.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I think
do you remember the day the when he came out to take out the
he
trash?
He just looked dead.
I'm like, man, he looks bad.
Yeah. I mean, with Yumi, I know we saw, like, she came home, and it was dark, and she was sad, and, like, mm-hmm. Unless I'm just remembering now. Like, I distinctly remember those scenes with Bobby, but I don't remember mm-hmm. them with Yumi. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that kind of thing. But with Guwang, they showed that him at one point thinking back to the relationship and all, what he could have done right. And, like,
so you can see that he regrets stuff.
Yeah. And that he, like, sees what went wrong mm-hmm. and wishing that he could, you know, fix that.
Right.
And we were kind of, not arguing, we were going back and forth about this earlier, is that with his whole thing of now he's rich, mm-hmm.
He's successful,
yes. And I don't think it's a bad thing that they chose to do that. It made sense, like, it could, been a good 2 years? Like, it's been a while. And I just felt that it was a little bit cliche. And a little bit. Just a little bit. Not, I didn't hate it or anything. But it basically, it going from, you know, this drama about these relationships in real life to now she's single, you know, whatever. But now she has two love interests. Oh, it's dramatic. Who's she going to pick? And one of them's rich. Even though they did a very good job of keeping Guwang's character himself. He was mm-hmm. still 100% himself.
Absolutely.
The money didn't change him. Mm-hmm. I just didn't love the very slightly more stereotypical, oh, he became a rich guy, but he's also, like, you know, like, the two male leads and one female. That is, like, so typical. Which
sure.
I don't think is a bad thing to be typical sometimes. Like, that's mm-hmm. fine. It's, I guess you could just say I didn't expect it.
Mm. Whereas I thought it worked really well because of, it's been almost 2 years,
it made
I guess.
Sense for him to be able to succeed.
To be able to succeed that quickly. And the whole, you didn't like the whole change in his look.
I didn't love it.
But I can see how that was totally appropriate. Because if you're going to be a CEO, you're going to look the CEO.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not going to,
what, dress?
You're not going to dress like you did when you were the long-haired owner of your teeny tiny little company.
I just feel like how, you know, how Lewis dressed. He had dress shoes, dress pants. Like, a lot of time he had a collared shirt with a sweater
yes.
over it. Like, he was still dressed very nice.
Right.
Versus Guwang was dressed in suits.
Well, he's the CEO.
Let me finish talking. Which I don't think is bad. It makes sense for his character. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that they didn't always show him. They almost never showed him in a jacket, though. They showed him use it just with his vest.
Very rarely did he wear
which
a
made
jacket.
Him look a little less,
right.
like,
and sometimes
oh,
without a tie, even.
Yeah, which made him look a little less, like, up mm-hmm. there, up there.
But they had him wear his slippers
that was so
in
funny.
The office, which was so him, if you think about it.
Why? I don't get that. Because
he was the only one.
All the other employees wear their shoes.
Theirs were, they stuck with his character.
Why does that have to do with
do
his character?
That. Because he's so relaxed.
That was really
he's
funny.
He's kind of chill. Mm-hmm. And the way, when he met Control Z, mm-hmm. and how he's like, whatever. Whatever, man. Just talk to me however
that's
you want.
That's why I'm saying
that's
that,
so
that
him.
His character stayed the same.
Yes, he did.
I just didn't expect the visuals to change so much.
Okay.
I wasn't
surprised.
I liked what he looked like. I mm-hmm. liked his other haircut. Well,
I liked the middle haircut with the bangs.
His bangs. I like that better. But I just didn't expect it to change so drastically. Mm. I guess is what you could say. Mm.
But see, his life changed drastically,
it did.
Too.
And I also mentioned that for the audience, like, for the viewers, to be able to go, he went from this to mm-hmm. this, and
yeah.
to very, very visually show it
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
Was
yeah.
very purposeful. Mm-hmm. I mean, and
they did the same thing with Yumi. She went from the short haircut to the long hair to the way she changed when the way she dressed after she broke up.
Yeah, but it's not as drastic a change.
And then the way she changed back to her dress.
Yes.
It, not as drastic, but
it changed, that which is very purposeful. Yeah. And like with Gu Wong in the first season, how he had the longer hair and how he dressed like kind of a, I don't know, a little bit. Yeah, but not always. Yeah. And like, and their styling was like genius for him, I think, to show how normal a person he was. And now you go to where he's not, he's now not your stereotypical, with like, you know, poor artist struggling, you know, he's now the owner of a company or, and you know, is successful at, it makes sense for them to do that visual change. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't expecting it to be so drastic.
Right.
I do like his turtlenecks, though. Turtlenecks? Dude,
and suit coats.
So good.
Wow.
No, he had most of the time it with a vest, though.
A vest and a button-down.
No, he would have a vest and a turtleneck, which kind of weird.
That's a little weird.
That was a little weird, but... Dude... The turtleneck suit jacket look is, like, my favorite look.
Right. And we always note the fashions. And that is what we noted on him was the turtleneck and suits.
That's great.
The suits, because I remember some shows were like, wow,
I love,
look at that suit.
But they almost never showed him his suit jacket, though.
His suits weren't, like, that
they were just normal.
Super duper,
they were
perfectly tailored.
They were normal person.
They were normal.
They fit him fine.
Well, yeah, of course
they
did.
But they almost never showed him in a suit jacket.
No.
Mm-mm. Which makes it very different, yeah. Which I feel like them showing him only in the vest, which is kind of weird. I feel like also fit his
character. Was that he would come to the office in his suit coat and then he would take it off.
Yeah,
because he's at the office.
Which I feel like is
whereas when he goes to a business meeting, when he was in the business meeting, he had his suit coat on.
Right. Yeah. No, what was the? Oh shoot! What's that actor's name? What was that show? Oh, shoot, the one where he was like, oh, shoot, what's it called? Is the actor from Healer, is that the same? No, that's not the same actor. Oh,
from what show? Tell me the show.
Oh, my gosh, the one where...
What happens in the show?
He is like a secret agent dude, and then there's the act... He pretends to become the
man to man.
Man to man, thank you. What's the actor's name? He looks okay, whatever. Wait.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on. He looks so good in that look. I needed, what is the actor's name? I'm blanking. Park Hae-jin.
Oh, his turtlenecks?
Dude, his turtlenecks under his. Oh. Yes. It's the, you know what it is? And also the dude.
It's the tall. Thin,
no, but you know what?
Long neck.
Park Sung-woon, who's the dude who plays the actor in Man to Man, him is the bad guy in Rugal, and his turtlenecks work, but he's like a bigger dude.
He's a bigger dude, yeah.
But it still worked.
Uh-huh.
It's a good look. Dudes,
what you need to do is to put your brother in a turtleneck and a suit, and then you'll know.
He's the skinny, tall.
He's the skinny, tall dude.
It works. He's built like, what's his name from Romance? That's Lee Jung-suk.
Oh, he
like,
is.
That's how he's built, for sure. Okay.
We're
getting distracted now. Okay. So, after the breakup, and then when they run into each other.
Right.
When.
Wow, that was a huge rabbit trail.
Yeah, sorry. Her and Bobby, when they run into each other, that's what I wanted to mention. Or did you want to mention with
when?
Gu Wong?
No, go ahead.
Whatever. So, they run into each other at the cafe. That's like their first, basically their first time really running into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not expect this scene with her just like literally crying. To me, that was very unexpected. I did not see that coming.
Well, that was like... Everything we didn't get to see.
Yes,
that's been
so
bottled
true.
Up inside of her.
Yeah.
Burst.
We got to see some of it with her cells changing, but for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect that. And then they got back together. And then.
And our immediate reaction
is weird.
This is not going to work.
This
vibe is wrong.
Yeah, our prediction at this point. Before the whole accident thing, our prediction is this is not going to work out. Mm-mm. She's not going to end up with Bobby, but we don't know if she's going to, we don't think she's going to end up with Gu Wong. Mm.
And then I was actually rooting for Gu Wong at this point.
I didn't think they were gonna
because of
how he changed.
How he changed and how he got rid of pride.
Kind of.
And how he became successful and how he was still wishing Yumi well even though he wasn't beside her.
Definitely. I kind of sort of wanted, I wouldn't have minded if she got back with Gu Wong, but because of their interactions, which I love that they show that they can still talk like normal people. Yes. I love that they show that. But you don't have to hate your ex, like, and hate them and wish them bad. Like, I like that they showed that. Mm-hmm. But their interactions and how she interacted with him, I'm like, they could never be romantic again. It'd just be awkward. I couldn't picture that.
I guess I could, because seeing it from Guong's point of view, that's what he wanted.
No, it's from seeing it from Yumi's point of view that I could never see them. That they would basically be what Yumi and Bobby was, but probably to an even more awkward extent, in my opinion. Partly because it's been so long, in a way. So, yeah, the whole watching Yumi and Bobby after they got back together was very awkward.
Yeah.
It was like, it's not the same, but I compared it to, like, teens dating for the first time. Like, the weird, like, I don't want to show you my place, it's messy, this and that. It was, like, felt more immature, I guess.
But it was interesting, at the same time, they showed us how Yumi was so comfortable with Gu now.
I like that. I love
the comparison between the two. Of the super uncomfortableness and the hey how you doing kind of thing is very sharp contrast.
Definitely, yeah. And I think that's understandable for a break, like, you know, you break up, get back together. It's not, and the one thing they mentioned with the cells is that it's hard to get back to what it was before.
Well, like, they had a term.
It was the hardest level of relationship.
Hardest level of difficulty.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, for that relationship. And then the whole freaking accident thing happens.
Which I want to note, I mentioned this right before we started. This is so out of character.
I did not like this. I hated
it.
It wasn't.
Everything we've known about Bobby up until this moment, there was no reason for him to keep this from her.
It didn't make any sense.
Go ahead.
Okay, so before we knew what happened, and he, you know, he was being short with his texts. He wasn't sending photos. I at first personally didn't suspect anything.
Right, you're just like, he's busy, you know.
Yeah, and I even mentioned that, you know, over text, it's very hard to tell with people. And like that kind of thing. Yeah. It's very difficult. It is. Even we've had something where I said something over text very jokingly, and then later on that day, you're like, wow, that was really sassy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then you read it in how you thought I said it. Right. I'm like, no, I said it like this.
You,
like,
can't hear someone's tone of voice
exactly.
over text.
Yeah. But then when, you know, we saw him in the taxi, I think both of us thought,
what's the cliche?
I don't know. That's not necessarily
to surprise her.
Exactly. That's what both of us were like, oh, cool, that's fun.
That's neat.
And then we see it's his apartment building.
He's going in the wrong direction.
We're like, oh, that's kind of weird. Yeah. Okay, what is this? And then when she, you know, goes in and confronts her, we see the bandage on his forehead. We're like, okay.
Yeah, I immediately, I'm like, he's hurt.
Yeah, we're like, what the heck happened? And then they showed he, like, broke his leg. We're like, oh. And
he couldn't even answer the question of why, because he didn't even know himself. I thought right there should be an indicator that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And so from there, the indicator that there's something wrong, he leaps to, we should get married.
Okay, well,
I'm like, what is this situation?
Hold on. Okay, that was a really big leap, but set aside the accident for a second. Them confronting each other, being like, I thought you regretted it. And the other person's like, no, I thought you regret it. Realizing both of them don't regret it and we should really just be honest with each other. I understand why they're like, no, we should keep doing this. I can understand from their point of view being like, no, I don't regret it. You don't regret it. Thank goodness we're good.
Yes, that was good.
But the jump to marriage, what happened?
I
don't get that either. So, his whole lying for a week, him saying, oh, I didn't want you to be worried, and also because he thought she regretted it, and like, him breaking his leg in an accident would make them break up. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
And they never truly explain it, because I don't think he ever really knew. He couldn't explain it.
Which was, to me, no sense. Him being like, I didn't want to tell you because you were worried. And, like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Right. That is exactly the person you should be telling.
Exactly.
Is the person you're in a relationship with.
Yes.
Hey, I got hurt in an accident.
And also, a lot of times, I've seen dramas like, you know, where a lot of time they're not quite dating yet, and then one of them gets hurt, and that makes the other one realize, oh, I want to be with this person. It's like they're playing that cliche, but in a really weird way. And I'm just like, what is this?
But they didn't. They didn't. Because she didn't, like, drop everything and take care of him.
No. But it didn't feel like his character. Like, what
no,
was
it
that?
No, it was, I don't know.
His
don't
character
know
felt
was.
Very different in their second relationship.
Yes.
Well, not completely, but certain things here and there just
right.
felt like this is very strange. Which, yes, you're going to be different because it's your second time trying this. Like, it, but that
was not consistent.
No.
With his character.
Not at all. And and that to me felt like a plot point to make it dramatic.
Right.
It didn't feel like something that made that much sense to me. Personally.
No offense, that was lazy writing. They needed to come up with a plot point where there was dramatic tension that was consistent with the character.
Yeah, I think they could have done that in a very different way.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, I feel like they could have just come up with some other reason there was a dramatic. I don't know what it would be, but I just feel like that was too dramatic.
Yeah,
way too dramatic and not realistic enough for the type of drama this is.
Right. Like, honestly,
someone getting it.
Honestly, Da-eun getting hurt and him having to take care of her, and not wanting to tell Yumi because that would make Yumi uncomfortable.
It wouldn't have led to the marriage.
But that would have been more in his character because he's kind and caring and helps people.
Yeah, but that
would have
just led to them breaking up immediately.
Yes, it would have.
I'm saying
but that would have been more consistent. Him taking care of anybody. Wouldn't it even have to have been her. Him taking care of somebody else.
Yeah, they need a different conflict there.
Yeah, that was.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So. That, yeah, it. I didn't like that. It just felt like a plot point to make it dramatic.
Exactly.
Which didn't fit the show to me at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason they broke up, this I really liked.
Yeah.
Which was really
fun. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked her very so, you know, she got the call. Well, he got the call from Don, and then you could just see it. When he saw that he got that missed call and looked back where Yumi was. And immediately he was like, oh, shoot. And, like, but another thing I like that they showed, that phone call meant nothing.
Yeah.
I like that they showed that. Da-eun was drunk and just made a drunk phone call. That's all it was to it. I'm like, good. I like that they showed why she called.
Mm-hmm. On her end, it meant nothing.
Yes,
it
did.
On his end. Obviously,
he was worried.
It
that
was a concern.
He was worried that there'd be a misunderstanding, basically.
Yeah.
And I like that, you know, I think you initially had the 8-month time jump to now they're broken up, then you go back. When you go back, which I didn't mind that time jump as much, that one was okay.
That one was that. They had fun with that one.
Yes. Yeah. That one, when they went back and they showed that I think I wrote it down. That the reason, the, here we go. So.
She was calm.
And they said that the reason we didn't break up because Dotton called. And it was not because he still had her contact. And, like, I like that they, like, narrated that. It wasn't, that wasn't why.
Right.
It was because she wasn't worried.
Yep.
And that meant
she was
that,
too calm. It didn't bother her.
Yeah, she, then basically it showed her, I don't truly love him.
Enough. I think she loved him to a certain
extent. Yes, yes, for sure. But enough that
to get
this
married.
Should, yeah, to get married, yes. Yeah. Like, this should be something I should be angry about, that he might have, you know, he wasn't cheating. It meant nothing.
Right.
But that he could have potentially, sure.
He could have been cheating and it didn't bother me.
That is, obviously, yeah. That's a red flag. Yeah. And to show that that was the reason they broke up made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also because I kind of guessed that might have happened because love was still, like, banned.
Right.
Like, that I could, or banished.
And it was interesting when Control-Z asked, was it Control-Z asked her? No, it was Goo asked her, do you love this guy?
She couldn't answer because love wasn't there. That was so interesting.
And she kind of avoided the question.
Yeah. And, like, you had mentioned that she was happy, she was content, mm-hmm. she felt safe, and, like, she definitely cared for him, and, like, she had all those things, but it wasn't quite...
It wasn't deep enough.
It wasn't deep enough.
The love wasn't deep enough.
Right, yeah. And instead of showing her just getting so angry because this person called him, and, like, you know, and just... He just didn't delete the contact, and she drunk... Like, you know, basically didn't really mean anything, but... To it be the reason she, her just realizing that this is not gonna work.
In other words, it wasn't, at that point, it wasn't anything he did.
No.
It was how she felt.
Yes, and I liked that detail that they added there. That was kind of cool to see that it wasn't because she thought he was cheating. It was because, shoot, I don't really love him.
Right.
I liked that, actually. Now, it wasn't what I expected, either, honestly. When that phone call happened, I thought she was going to react like she did in the past.
Right.
And I like that they showed that she definitely had changed, that she didn't react like that. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, then they did, that was when the 8-month, I think it was 8-month, time jump happened. Oh, sorry.
I want to mention something that right before the 8-month time jump happened.
Yes.
When Gu-Wung found out Yumi was getting married.
Yes.
And he decided that he needed to go and tell her congratulations.
I like, yeah.
The cells, interaction with one another, how, you know.
His cells.
His cells. They're, you know, we're going to be strong. This is what we're going to tell because we want Yumi to be happy. And his love cell... Oh,
just
my,
like, crying.
Gosh, she was crying. Oh, that was just so...
It was adorable and cute.
Adorable and cute.
And sad.
And sad all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
That was... But I like that, that they showed his love cell had been healed when he found out Yumi was single, and now Yumi's engaged, and how much that hurt.
Yeah. But that he also still wanted her to be happy.
Right.
And I think that's something I really like that this show had in it, that your exes don't have to be these people you never want to see again. You, like, wish them bad. Like,
right.
I like they show that, like, you, sure, you don't need to be buddy-buddy.
Right.
But you can still be, like, you run into them, you say, hey, and you're fine.
Yeah.
I like that they showed that.
Yeah.
And that you can still... like, wish them well and hope they succeed in life.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it might be difficult to wish them well.
For
him, it was
that
difficult.
That was hard, but he did truly
but he
want
meant it.
But yeah, but he wanted her to be happy for sure. And, like, that was a nice detail.
Mm-hmm.
And she even, there was even a narrated part where she was like, I realize that you can still be have a connection.
Yeah.
They mentioned that. So, with the whole thing after the, you know, the 8-month jump, and is when Gu Wong gets a wedding invitation. And that whole interaction was so funny. That was hysterical. That was great. And I think that was a fun... That was before we jump back to why they broke up. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of a fun way to, like, not tell the audience right away. Like, you only knew what Gu Wong knew, and he didn't know yet.
Right, exactly.
I think that was a fun way to play with that. That was cool. And then... Well, one thing we really liked was at the very end when they did the award ceremony for the cells. And they were looking like, you know, like, what was the most valued?
Like the VIP cell or something.
What? It wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was whatever, like, the award to whatever cell was, like, the high, like, what the heck.
I don't know.
I don't remember what it was called.
And then
they announced that Bobby's it was cells. Bobby's cells.
Mm-hmm. And the writer cell was offended.
Mm-hmm. And that was when they showed the scenes of if Bobby wasn't there, we wouldn't have succeeded.
Exactly.
And I like that they took the time to show that. And because that was so true that Bobby basically made her the writer she is today. Yes, it took her hard work and determination, but
it was his encouragement.
And support.
Mm-hmm. And even the first writing job she got, he helped her get.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that it showed how important that was for her. Mm-hmm.
And when she thought of that, she texted him immediately to tell him thank you.
Mm-hmm. To basically tell him, like, oh, I finished my thing. You know, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Like, and that was cool to see. I really liked that. And then they also said that, why did Gu Wong get it as well?
Get what?
They said they were going to split the award between Gu Wong. Was it because of the laptop? It showed that he still cared and was encouraging her. Oh, no, it was the... Oh, was it that she knew he was... Oh, it was the comments.
Oh,
he
had left... He had left comments that... really helped her to get through that year.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that's why.
And so I like that they split the award. Yeah. That was really cute. And
because it showed how it not only was Bobby's obvious support important, but Gu Wong's kind of secret support was just as important.
Yeah, definitely. And it was a really creative way to show that with the cells was like the whole award. They're little bow ties. Oh my goodness, Sarah, thank you. What the heck? And
oh yes, Annika and I agree that they need to make little figurines, and we would like buy all of them and put them up on the shelf. They're cute. Kind of like little itty bitty Funko Pops.
Yeah, like really mini. I know they make smaller versions. Smaller,
like the keychain size.
Funko Pops. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Oh my god, I'd love to. Yes. Oh, that's so cute. And then I want the hunger cell to be bigger. It has to be. It'd be so cute. Yeah, I want that so bad. But I liked that at the very end, they showed that, you know, she was now very content with her writing, and then, you know, later on, love comes back, and she's just living her life. Right. That she was able to move on in a way, I guess you could say.
But they didn't go the cliche way of saying, you know, she can be a strong, successful woman without dating.
Yeah.
And just be happy with her writing career.
Yeah, you said
I really don't like when shows, it wasn't preachy about it. Wasn't preachy about the fact that you don't need to date to be happy.
Right.
Which but it basically said you don't need to date to be happy, but you could be happy when you're dating, too.
I like that they did that. That's really true. That they weren't like, oh my gosh, strong, independent woman, let's go.
Yeah,
like,
we don't need to date.
Yeah, like, which is, sure, that is great if you don't want to date and you're being successful. Good for you. Mm-hmm. But, like, don't think of dating as a bad thing. I guess you could say, is what some shows might, like, not necessarily a bad thing, but, like, I liked that they showed that she was content, she was in a good place in her life, and that she has the potential to date again.
Right. I thought it was funny that All the cells kept thinking that the love cell came that back was so cute. When she would like do a double take at some guy, mm-hmm, and it mm-hmm. was just curiosity mostly.
Yeah,
and that was really cute that was because really that cute. Is that's realistic.
That's so realistic. Yeah, for sure.
It's not that you if you might not be looking to date, but it doesn't mean you're blind.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. And then at the very end, it was kind of cute how they did it, like, how her novel had ended.
Yeah.
Kind of how she ended, and they, like, showed the potential of, yes, she can date again mm-hmm. in her life.
Right. And I like the fact that it mentioned what made her happy. Was it Guang? Was it Bobby? Was it her writing? And then they showed her with a group of friends, mm-hmm. and then they showed this guy that she met,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't pinpoint any one thing that made her happy.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't because she was dating, or it wasn't because she wasn't dating, yeah, but she was for happy.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that went into
totally,
it.
Definitely. So overall, I think that this was a good season, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were some things that I did not expect. Like, her actually breaking it with Bobby, until right before it happened, I did not expect that.
Mm-mm.
Like, a second breakup in the course of a show, yeah. show like this was somewhat unexpected. But I think in some ways, that is what somewhat sets this show apart from others.
Right.
Is that they didn't just have this fairy tale ending, everything's happy-go-lucky. Right.
As much as I would have wanted to see her get back together with Guang, it was more realistic that she didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like the way how they handled that.
Definitely. And it was something that I think for certain people, they could be disappointed that it didn't show her with someone in the end. Or, right. I mean, they should basically kind of showed you the potential.
Yeah.
But I personally liked that. Mm-hmm. I found that...
It's funny because you often don't like endings that are too open.
Okay, the plot of this show was Guang and Bobby. Those plot lines basically got wrapped up.
Uh-huh.
So to me, it wasn't very open. Like, her plot line of Guang, like, sure, they're exes, but they're still cool.
Mm-hmm.
With Bobby, they probably won't ever see each other again.
No,
he left for Singapore.
Yeah.
She became a successful writer. She's done two novels. Like, those plot lines have been wrapped up. But I think it's partly because the ending to me felt more realistic,
mm-hmm.
that she will probably date again in her life, but she doesn't need to immediately.
Right.
That is what life is. I mean, most people aren't dating every single second. Like, you know, it's, yeah. But, you know. And yes, that is very true. I usually hate open endings, which mm-hmm. every ending is open to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah.
But no,
otherwise you get 10 seasons.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so true. But no, I didn't mind this one at all. Mm. I found that it fit the show very well.
I like how in the final scene, mm-hmm. all the cells came out and sat along the windowsill.
That's what that was the moment where
like, look, all the little figurines right there.
Oh my gosh. I have too many figurines already. I love it though. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cute. But I would say overall, I mentioned this a little bit before we started recording that. Mm-hmm. I think a little bit in the second season, mainly because of the whole accident, breakup,
mm-hmm.
whatever happened there. And slightly with the cliche of which male lead is she going to end up
right.
with. A little bit of the second season felt a little more unrealistic than I would say overall on the first season did.
Right. The first season was more realistic. The second one had more drama-like
elements
to it.
That's true, yeah. I'm not saying overall it was bad or anything. I'm just saying, like, comparing the two, I'd say the second season had more, like, bit, like, dramatic moments to it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't think that's a bad thing. But it's just something I noted.
It wasn't disappointing.
No.
Season two was not disappointing. Definitely it was not. Just different.
Definitely different. Mm-hmm. And I think this show was so interesting watching that it's not always a fairy tale ending. Mm-hmm. You don't always end up with them. And that they show that twice.
Right.
Almost three times, to be honest, because of her getting back together. Like,
yeah.
I like that they showed that. Like, and also that even if you break up, you can still be fine.
You don't have to be enemies.
And you don't have to be enemies and that kind of thing. And
because really, if you think about it, the reason they broke up wasn't, now I can see that.
If it was a cheater, that's fair.
But the reasons that they broke up, weren't reasons to hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, this isn't gonna work.
Exactly, yeah.
And they can still be, I wouldn't say they're buddy buddies.
They can still be civil.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I really enjoy, I like how they portray that.
Yeah.
And yeah, overall, I love, and I mean, we didn't have much time this episode, like talking about it, to mention how much we like the cells.
Oh.
We loved the cells. Oh my gosh. Like,
I got very attached to a few of them.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And they are what made the show work. Obviously they were. That was the whole...
Right, the whole point.
Whole plot. Yeah. Not the whole plot, but the whole...
Concept.
Concept, thank you. Of this show. So it was the cells. Mm-hmm. And... But I still like how unique it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... But one thing I really noted as we were watching were that there were certain scenes that if you, in theory, cut out the scenes where the cells were, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them would actually still work. Like, not all of them, but a few of them, like, it would definitely still work. And how they still showed her reaction as Yumi, but then they also showed her reaction as the cells.
Right.
I like that some of them, they didn't just show one or the other. Mm-hmm. They showed both of them in parallel.
Right. How the inner thoughts, which were the cells, led to the actions in real life.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the little, like, dramatic things that happened in the town. And it was so creative.
And how they constantly were introducing new cells.
Yes.
They're so creative.
Loved it. I mean, the writer of the webtoon, props to that man. They came up with such a cool and fun concept.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was, and I think it was very, very well also done, like, TV-wise and that kind of thing.
Now, you might compare that to, you might say, oh, well, that was just like the movie Inside Out. But you know what?
That's not at all.
Inside Out was so simplistic.
It was very simple.
And it was very much... they only had, what, 4 emotions?
5, maybe?
But this showed how complex human emotions are.
Exactly, yeah. And it was funny because, you know, I thought initially going into the first season that the cells were going to be, like, inside out. You know, joy, anger, this and that. But no, it was sensitivity, reason, the left hand. Like, it wasn't just... And anxiety and
hunger.
Like, it was an interesting thing because the cells weren't just the emotions.
Right.
The cells were also, like, her different parts of her body.
Yeah, and her personality, too.
Mm-hmm. It was really interesting that they had...
And they also did things within their village that weren't happening on the outside, like the Bobby fan club.
Oh my gosh,
oh my word. Or the fan clubs for all the things she was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't like a direct connection to an action she was taking.
Yeah, like a very specific action.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But they had their whole little
world.
I mean, yeah.
And that was just so freaking adorable. And yes, they are what made the show.
And the fact that the cells, Yumi's cells, and Goose Cells and Bobby Cells were so different. Mm-hmm. That I really liked how he
definitely
did that.
And one thing I honestly am slightly disappointed is that I didn't realize till afterwards when we were talking about it that Bobby Cells we barely got to see.
Right.
Honest to goodness. Like, if you think of going back to the first season of Goo Wong and Yumi, yes, we saw Goo Wong Cells less than Yumi's, but we got to know them pretty well, I would say. But then when you go to Yumi and Bobby, when they were dating, dude, I feel like we barely saw Bobby's Cells, which was a very interesting choice. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know if it was just time, maybe. I don't know what it was, but... And in some ways, I kind of wish we got to see them more.
Yeah.
Like, we saw them so little that when we would see them, I would sometimes forget who was who.
Yeah. Like, I think if we had seen his cells more, we would have... There wouldn't have been such a mystery with the whole Da-un thing.
But I said this point earlier that... Sure, don't show his cells there because we didn't want to know that he felt that way about Dutton. They showed it, but not till later on. Mm-hmm. But all the rest of the time they were dating, they could have shown his cells. Yes, they did time to time, but I thought it was an interesting choice that they didn't, I would say.
I think part of it was
it still worked though.
His approach to dating was so different than Gu's approach to dating.
Yeah.
The Goo had such an analytical brain, whereas Bobby's was, his village was such a happy place.
So carefree.
Carefree. And that, yeah. So I don't think he had as much struggle, would have had as much struggle
in
his cells.
It wasn't as dramatic,
cells.
I guess you could say.
Right,
but
right.
But still, I feel like we could have seen it a little bit
It would
more.
Have been nice to see a little bit.
It still worked, though. Mm-hmm. The show still worked overall without seeing it as much.
Right.
But we, obviously... liked this show. And, you know, there are some people who want, like, was it a hospital playlist, maybe? That people are like, oh my gosh, we need a season 3. I'm like,
no, we
I'm
don't.
I'm like, dude, give me a special episode, but dude, I don't want a season 3. Even though I absolutely love that show.
Because if you do a season 3, then you're going to need a season 4 and a season 5.
Which we don't, I don't like
And then
that.
It's going to become... Chicago Med.
Chicago Med, yeah. Which we did watch a lot of it, to be fair.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I don't think this needs a third season.
No.
And it was, obviously, I think it was written for 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what it's written for, stop. That's
stop.
Good. That's
stop.
Golden. And, I mean, it's one of those things where...
Like, I don't think Squid Game needs another season either. But it's going to get another season.
But I can see how it was written to have...
It was written to have one season.
No, not necessarily. The very ending was written to leave it open enough to have a second season.
Or not. In other words...
No, I'm saying it was written with the potential that
potential
it could.
If they wanted to
take it. Whereas Alice in Borderland was written for two seasons. That's what I mean.
Alice in Borderland is a manga. So the mangas, they'd only scratch the surface.
No, they did halfway. I remember looking it up.
Was it halfway?
Roughly. Oh, okay. That the first season of Alice in Borderland was roughly speaking the first half of the
so
manga.
It makes sense. They're not
exactly.
done. The story.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But this one, I could see someone saying a spinoff of seeing Control Z and Ruby's cells and how they're dating. That could be a fun special episode.
I don't know. They're just too simple.
I get
almost.
Sure. But I could see how people would want that.
Yeah.
But I don't understand people who would want a third season. I'm like,
because they want to see Yumi in another relationship.
I think we're good. Like, I don't think there's any reason to...
Honestly, her next relationship hopefully will be her last.
Yeah, obviously. You know? But I feel like there's no need to show that.
Mm-mm.
I like that they showed that, yes, she's going to date again in her life, but I don't think I need to see that.
Right.
You know? Like, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and what more could they do, really?
And honestly, I really liked An Bo Hyun and Jin Young and what I'm blanking on her name, Kim Go-eun. They were all really, really good.
Yeah.
I think they all played their characters very, very well, very convincingly.
Mm-hmm.
And... it was cool because we'd seen all of them in a different drama.
Right.
And seeing them all together in this one and playing.
What did we see on Bo?
He was in Her Private Life, and I think he was the best friend in that. And he was also
in... He was in Camilla, wasn't he?
What?
Wasn't he the husband? In, wasn't he the husband?
No, he was not in Camilla.
Wasn't him?
No. Mm-mm. What? I don't know what you're talking about. No. He was the best friend in Her Private Life, and...
Which I don't remember.
I don't know why I don't remember that. And he was the son in Itaewon. Mm-hmm. And then Jin Young was in He's Psychometric. He was the main. Right. And then, obviously, Kim Go-on was in Goblin. So it was really interesting seeing... We'd seen all three mains in other things and seeing them do different roles. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see. Because, I mean, there have been, like, Lee Min Ho. King Eternal, where... That was also Kim Go-on, wasn't it? That's the same actress. Yes. Wow, that's a very different role.
Uh-huh.
And Kim Go-on and Lee Min Ho, that there was this like, oh my gosh, two people we love in the same drama. And then like, it was a good drama. Like, no lie. Like, it was a good drama. Like, we just didn't love it.
Right.
And I feel like there's sometimes that like expectation of like the two big names. And, like,
oh yeah.
But in this one, it was nice.
It's hard to meet up or hard to live up to.
Yeah, yeah. You know, thing. Yeah, but in this one, I think they did live up mm-hmm. to it for sure. So, we really liked this one, and I'm glad we actually got around to watching it.
Yeah.
And for the, especially because we're not the type to watch airing shows, we always plan on it, and then we never
do. I know. Speaking of airing shows, which we were planning on watching, this coming week, we will be watching A Silent
That's
Sea.
Not airing. What does that have anything to do with
it? It was. When it came on Christmas Eve, we were going to watch
it. We were so excited.
We were so ramped up
And
for
then
it.
Here
and
then we are, didn't. July. Christmas in July.
Christmas in July. So next
next episode is our July watch, which is Silent Sea. Mm-hmm. So that's on Netflix if you want to watch it real quick before next week.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, actually. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of us talking about Yumi's Cells. And we'll see you all next time.